Welcome back to Stir Up Nerds.
Hello, and today we are talking about the future of DC. They had their DC Fan Fest last weekend, dropped a lot of bombs, a lot of trailers, teasers. So that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Now, as you might be aware, I am, okay, so you know the whole big question of DC versus Marvel? I'm one of those weirdos who likes both of them quite equally and knows about them pretty equally as well. Do you like DC or Marvel better?
I am more Marvel, but I'm excited about the future of DC, but I'm also concerned. Late to the party, but I recently watched Birds of Prey all the way through. Took me a couple of tries. I was still disappointed with it. So I'm nervous. DC needs to stop making movies where I don't care about any of the characters till the last 30 minutes.
Okay, my problem with that movie is, first of all, Harley Quinn was never a part of the Birds of Prey at all, whatsoever. She was never a part of that.
No, she was in Gotham Sirens, right?
Yeah, Gotham City Sirens. So she was never a Bird of Prey whatsoever. She had nothing to do with that. I think sometimes the Sirens and Birds teamed up because the Sirens were Catwoman, Poison Ivy, and Harley. Mm-hmm. And then the Birds of Prey were Black Canary, Oracle, or Batgirl, depends on them.
Well, yeah, depends on if it's before or after she got
Huntress,
shot.
And then Huntress, I believe. I didn't mind Birds
of Prey. Was Montoya ever Birds of Prey? I think so.
Really? But I don't know. I can't remember. I don't think she was. I think she wasn't really a bird, but she still helped them out.
Okay.
But
a night nurse kind of support role.
Yeah, like a night nurse kind of thing. Okay, I think the problem with DC is that they can't decide what their movies want to be. You got Birds of Prey and Suicide Squad and Shazam that are a little more comic booky. They kind of like take all the drama and cheesiness of mm-hmm. the comic book, embrace it. And then you've got like the grittiness of, I guess, Batman versus Superman or The Man of Steel or Justice League. And then you have your standalone movies like Joker, that's technically DC, but you're like, where does this fit anywhere in this? Which I liked Joker. I thought that was a great movie.
Fantastic movie. Joaquin Phoenix absolutely killed it.
Oh, yeah.
More movies like that. Give me more standalone. Stop with making bad team-up movies.
See, I don't want standalones. I want there to be some connection between the movies.
With connection, but...
There's no... Like I said, they can't decide what they want to be, okay? Because if you look at Birds of Prey,
James Gunn's
Joker...
Suicide Squad is going to be any better? They already released a trailer for Suicide Squad 2, and it's basically like 70s A-team action film.
I haven't watched that trailer. Oh, I was too focused on Wonder Woman. No. Plus, I don't care.
No, I want it to be good because Suicide Squad is a good story, and
Have you watched any like the animated movies?
A couple, not that many.
They're good. The DC animated freaking movies are amazing, okay? Like, they're awesome.
They're better than the live action, the ones I've seen.
Other than Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman is an exception.
Like, what did I just watch the other day? I watched Wonder Woman Bloodlines.
I need to watch that.
Oh, it was good. It was good. And I think it's a really good precursor to 1984. There's some overlap.
Oh, okay. I really like Justice League Dark. Constantine is hilarious. I love him. He's a freaking British
bastard.
Because
he's basically Lucifer, isn't he?
No, he does dark magic, and he's awesome. He wears a trench coat.
Yeah, he's an English Cockney bastard that's, like, funny but sassy.
Also flirts with everyone under the sun. He don't care if you male, female, bemale,
like
demon.
I said, Lucifer.
I love those movies, like, Teen Titans versus Justice League is another good one because I like that we get to see Damian Wayne as Robin because at first mm-hmm. you want to punch the little kid when we first meet him and Son of Batman, you're like, ugh, this kid, and then he's actually a really compelling character.
Mm-hmm.
He would be awesome to see in a live action thing.
I think it would be hard to pull off that character in live action just because you have a lot of the Robin family, and then you have to match up the timelines on which Robin should it be.
The timelines of DC are so wonky. They're crazy. But my favorite DC character, which is Dick Grayson, he's my favorite. And I've always wanted to see him in live action, a good live action. We will not speak of that horrible movie called Batman and Robin or Batman Forever. Those are horrible fucking movies.
Well, they're campy. They're over the top. It's what superheroes were.
That's the word.
Campy.
That I was looking for. Shazam, Birds of Prey, Suicide Squad. They're kind of campy. They're not to the level of campy as old Batman.
I'm telling you, Suicide Squad 2 is going to be campy, which I'm disappointed because I love the bad guy films because it's something Marvel hasn't done yet. Marvel has amazing villains that have teamed up in the past, but they haven't made a film where the main focus are the villains. Suicide Squad to be really good because we get that action. We get that point of view that's just different from every other superhero film that's come out.
Well, it's got James Gunn, and he was on The Guardian, so it might be good.
I don't know.
I still have that kind of humor, though.
Yeah, but I don't know if Warner Brothers are just going to put a muzzle on James Gunn instead of letting him do what he does.
That tends to happen sometimes.
Because he already announced he's going to be working on the next Guardians of the Galaxy film, so he signed a contract with Marvel while he was still producing Suicide Squad, so maybe something wasn't adding up on one side. The shows are amazing.
I still need to finish Young Justice. I want to give the live action Titans a chance because we're getting a kind of darker, different version of Dick Grayson. But at the same time, I read some reviews and they're horrible. Paul said Doom Patrol is horrible.
You don't watch Doom Patrol. You experience Doom Patrol.
And you know, you have all the CW shows, which I'm very behind on, but I've always liked them.
I get a season or two in and then I get bored. Anyways, is that what we're supposed to be talking about today? Christ.
Technically, it's still DC, so.
It is, but we're supposed to be talking about the future of DC. Let's start with Wonder Woman 1984.
We are definitely seeing Wonder Woman in theaters because we were all really worried that it was.
I don't know. I don't have any theaters near me. I want to see New Mutants. But I literally can't. Not unless I want to drive to New Hampshire.
Fly here.
I'm not flying to Arkansas from New York to see a movie.
Anyways, Wonder Woman. Okay, so I loved the first Wonder Woman movie. It was awesome. I think Angela and I talked about how my love of Steve and Diana. We all know that Steve dies, and I want to say this, and at first you're like, really? I don't care how he is alive in Wonder Woman 1984. Like, the writer part of me is like, I don't trust you.
I'm going to go with Time Vortex for 200, Alex.
Right? I'm like, I don't really trust you. I think you really are Steve. Diana would know if that wasn't Steve, honestly. I just hope that he gets to actually stay and this isn't like a trick or something, because that would just be devastating for her.
I mean, it could be. There's a few characters that can transform in the DC universe. There's a few characters that could do projections, hallucinations. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not out of the realm of possibility, but it looks like he does interact with the physical world, so I'm going to count out hallucinations for now. But we are getting a very famous Wonder Woman she-villain. What did you think about her from the trailer?
Well, you don't really get to see her that much. Like, you see a little bit, and then you kind of see before she's Cheetah.
Mm-hmm.
Cheetah's always been probably one of the most iconic Wonder Woman villains besides Ares. Okay, the way trailers work is that they want you to go watch the movie. So they try to like give you a little bit, but they try to not spoil it at the same time.
Yeah, okay. Have you seen DC trailers in the past? They will tell you the entire film.
Like, I love trailers, but at the same time, trailers are a pain in the ass.
Especially DC trailers. Because they will give everything away if you think about it too hard.
Yeah, you might as well just watch the entire trailer and you're like, okay, I know what the movie is about now.
Yeah.
But with the Wonder Woman trailer, you kind of see, you see Barbara, that's Cheetah, before. Yeah. And you kind of see that her and Wonder Woman are friends.
It's interesting that Cheetah is in 1984 because she's not like a historic villain for Wonder Woman. They're setting it up in an odd way. In any future Wonder Woman films, Cheetah will have a role because she's just such a classic villain. It's like the Joker to the Batman universe. Mm-hmm. She's just always there.
Yeah, so it'll be, I really hope they actually go into how she becomes Cheetah, because there's different, I think in one version she prays to some goddess and
Bast,
she gets
I
the
think.
Powers. Yeah, something like that. In others, she's, like, possessed. It really just depends on
Yeah, there's genetic mutations. Mm-hmm. They've retconned her origin story a couple of times.
Okay, DC retcons everything, okay?
That, I mean, Marvel retcons real. Their comics all the time.
Mm-hmm.
However, DC takes it a bit far.
That's why, okay, so, like, I want to read
comics. But you got the new 52, and then you had the OGs, then you had the Gold Age, the Silver Age, the Bronze Age of comics, and it's just, where do you start?
Silver Age.
Yeah. Where do you start?
Right? And I want to read comics. I have a nice little collection going, but, like, I don't know where to start. And also, yeah. I don't really like the new 52 because they screw up all the Robins.
Well, we're also used to the Robins from the animated series, which are a total 180 from comic book Robins. So that could also be creating a problem. We got not really a trailer, but a teaser for The Batman.
When I first heard that Robert Pattinson was going to be Batman, I think I gagged.
I like to give actors the benefit of the doubt.
After I gagged and went, okay, maybe he won't be that bad. He's actually not a bad actor. I've seen him in some other things. So when I watched the trailer, I like the grittiness. It kind of reminds me of, did you ever watch the Batman animated series?
Bits and pieces. I have a short attention span.
It kind of reminds me of that, kind of like gothic and gritty. And even though I don't like necessarily the older Batman movies, the reason why I like appreciate them is because they had that kind of gothic edge to them.
Well, Gotham is supposed to be New York City, isn't it? And the dark, gritty New York of the 70s and 80s.
But also, Metropolis and Gotham, they're supposed to be twin cities. They're just separated by water.
Correct. They're like an ocean away, not even.
I like the gothic edge to this Gotham. Mm-hmm. Because if it's supposed to be New York, I ain't never been to New York, so they failed. So I don't know. I don't care. I like the gothic edge to it. Like, yeah. I still think, yeah, it's got to be classy. And
New York City back in the 70s and 80s was really gritty. It was full sex, drugs, rock and roll, whole story. Gangbangers ruling the streets. It was really dark. And in the 80s, I think it was, there was the Department of Sanitation held protests, like you see in Joker and the buildup and rise of garbage. That actually happened in New York. So they do pull in some historical facts to give the city life, which I've always liked about DC. You feel like you're in a real place, in a real time.
I like that too. Appreciated the dark, gritty, gothic-y.
Enigma, please, please make the Riddler good. He is my favorite DC villain, and I will be so upset.
He's good in the DC animated movies, and I think in a few of them they have Matthew Gray Goobler, who plays Reed from Criminal Minds, is his voice. The Riddler.
Oh, he's just the only so live amazing. Action they was fans that already movie. Well, okay, first of all, Jim Carrey wasn't that bad as Riddler. The entire film can't be. It's like blaming Schwarzenegger for Mr. Freeze. It's not his fault. It was the writing. It was the aesthetic of the entire film. It was just all over the top. Batnips, the works, okay?
Batnips, that was just that credit card.
But we got a whole list because there's going to be 6 villains in the Batman, right?
But I like that it's a younger Batman. Okay, yes, you got to see him in Batman Begins as he was starting, but I still felt like Christian Bale's Batman was a little too ready. Like, he wasn't green enough. That sounds funny to say, but, like, I felt like he was a little too good at it, and he should have failed a lot more.
We haven't really seen a year one, year two Batman in live action yet. I mean, we haven't even seen it in animated versions either. He's already just established Batman.
Well, no, there's the year
and
one.
And the four confirmed movie. Villains for the Batman are Catwoman, Riddler, Penguin, and Falcone.
Ooh, good. Very good. There's actually a movie, animated movie, that's called Year One. So you see him in the beginning of that. And it'll be interesting if I haven't seen that in a while, but it'll be interesting if they take some stuff from there. But you're right, we haven't seen like a real, true Year One, Year Two live action one. And that's why I'm excited about it.
I think it's also loosely based on the comic The Long Halloween, which Catwoman plays a big part in, but it's a good comic. It's not one of my favorites, but it's worth a read if you get the chance. I'd rather watch a YouTube summary, like Comicstorians.
I'll have to read it or watch a YouTube summary thing. Robert Pattinson, I think he's going to make a very great Bruce Wayne. He's pretty, okay? He is pretty and he's got a very nice jawline and I can appreciate that. I'm a little concerned about Batman, but also not. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, if we were getting an older, like, Batman, I'd be really concerned about Robert Pattinson because he's kind of like, he's very young looking.
Yeah.
Not quite play like a middle-aged Batman.
Yeah.
Still doing his training regimen. I don't know how I feel about their Catwoman yet, simply because we didn't really get to see her except for like a tiny little sliver of a moment.
Selena Kyle on screen has always been hit or miss because I'm assuming they're going with the Selena Kyle. Hope that it's more like animated Selena Kyle rather than the one that we already saw in the Dark Knight trilogy.
What do you mean by animated?
She was a lot more fun and teasing, whereas in the Dark Knight series, she was a little bit more serious. I want to see like more of that playful Catwoman again.
Yeah, she, Michelle Pfeiffer's, her Catwoman, I loved her Catwoman in the older Batman movie. Her Catwoman was awesome.
Why and then there's the Halle Berry Catwoman.
Very good. I love you, Halle Berry. And while you were smoking in that movie, I know that movie is not your fault.
No, it wasn't. We can't blame the actors and actresses for bad writing.
I know that was not your fault.
But Halle Berry in leather.
Kill me. I was a little iffy about Anne Hathaway being Catwoman because
she was okay. I didn't love it.
Because Anne Hathaway, I grew up with like Princess Diaries and all her and Ella Enchanted, right? So like I don't think sexy when I see her. I think adorable.
And like I said, she didn't really bring that playful nature to the character. Again, that could just be her as an actress or it could have been the writing. But she's always like teasing Batman and it's about the chase. Like she basically tortures him and I always found that a lot of fun, so I just hope they bring a little bit more of that levity to the character.
I like her playfulness. Dark Knight Rises, Batman Begins, I always felt like those were more serious films anyway, so maybe they felt a more playful Catwoman was not the way to go. I mean, you had a very, very serious Batman, like very serious.
Well, the more serious the Batman, I think the funner you need Catwoman to be. From DC Fan Fest, we also got two new video games, a new Batman game, but it's not connected to Arkham Asylum games.
The Arkham Asylum games.
It's not in the same universe, but I think it's by the same team. And we also got a teaser for a Suicide Squad game that looks kind of fun and it looks really good.
Nice.
We got a few on-set shots of James Gunn's Suicide Squad or Suicide Squad 2. And they have a lot of, like, the goofy characters that you know are going to die early on. You have Nathan Fillion as Retachable Arm Kid. His entire superpower is that his arms come off and he throws them at people and whatever. So there's going to be characters that are going to die early on in the movie. They're just there to be fun. But you also, I can't remember his name at the moment, but you have the polka dot guy that throws polka dots and he could open up portals and black holes and start fires. He might stay, I don't know. Colors are very bright, which is more reminiscent of like older Marvel films. So maybe James Gunn brought his magic, but I'm also worried that Warner Brothers put a muzzle on him and didn't really let him produce the Suicide Squad he wanted to.
The Suicide Squad roster is always changing, too.
We got Margot Robbie back as Harley Quinn. The same actress is playing Amanda Waller. I'm excited about because she killed it as Amanda Waller.
Oh my gosh, she did. Viola Davis killed it as Amanda Waller.
Oh my goodness. She was the best part of that movie besides Harley Quinn.
Man, you picked the most perfect woman in the freaking universe to play that bitch.
This happens over and over with DC live action. They start with an idea and then everything gets thrown away on the cutting room floor. And there's months of reshoots because you don't only have DC, you also have Warner Brothers.
Wonder Woman was awesome, and I liked Aquaman, and I liked Shazam. So, like, they're standalone movies that are not like, yeah, they're connected, but they're non-ensemble movies are not bad.
Yeah. I enjoyed Shazam for what it was. I didn't love it.
I agree.
I wanted it to be better. Again, Shazam is such a classic character, and I like Shazam when he pisses off Batman, so maybe that just felt it was missing. He didn't really get to show his annoying side, because that's kind of what Shazam does. He pisses off his enemies more than beats them.
Right.
Wonder Woman was absolutely amazing. Joker was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Aquaman was good, but I don't think that was the writing. I think that was Jason Momoa. He just killed the role, and because the writing wasn't great either.
I liked his role. I think he did a really great job, but he somehow managed to be a little vulnerable in the movie. Not like a lot, but enough where it made Aquaman a little bit more real.
Well, because I don't think it was Jason Momoa as Aquaman. I think it was Jason Momoa as Jason Momoa.
And I think that's why Wonder Woman was so good, because Gal Gadot is just a wonderful human being in real life, too. Like, she's great. Like, her interviews are just always so sweet and genuine. And, like, you can tell when people are faking it in interviews, and she never seems fake. I know you've been keeping up with what's happening with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Yeah.
You know, she's not going to be.
No, she's, there's been a few different announcements about who's going to replace her. I forgot who the fan favorite was.
Emilia Clarke.
Yes, Emilia Clarke is more likely to co-star with Aquaman next, which I'm down with. She looked good, because I don't know if it was a test shot or a fan made it, but they gave her, like, the red hair and put her in the costume, and it looked damn good.
Yeah.
Even better than Amber Heard. She looked good.
Yeah, and also, Emilia Clarke and Jason Momoa, they have history from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And so they have great chemistry together, and they work well together.
There's a lot going on with the future of DC, but with everything going on, the Batman, Robert Pattinson, Black Adam, The Rock, both of them have been diagnosed with COVID. We don't know when we'll actually be seeing these movies. I think the Batman handled it really well, because they did like a joke on Enigma on the Riddler, because at the end of the trailer, it says 202 question mark. Which I thought was really creative, because one, we don't know, and two, you have the Riddler as a main villain, so it was really creative.
Yeah, I like when they're creative with stuff like that.
Yeah. All right, Disturbed Nerds, thanks for listening us talk about DC and its future. We're super excited for what's upcoming.
Super excited.
Stay safe, stay healthy. Guys. Bye.